Hello?
You guys, stop.
Is it Mom O'Clock yet? I'm going crazy.
Heck yeah. It's Mom O'Clock somewhere.
Okay, guys. Hey, welcome back to Mom O'Clock, where we're celebrating dads today the best way we know how to. In dicks.
Okay, so here we are in dicks, and we're going to try to see what dads actually want for Father's Day. Come with us.
We're about to go find out if dads, our dads, or our husbands will want this, or maybe it's a toy or a gadget. I don't know. We're going to find a leaf blower, I think, or something. So let's see, and let's decide if they would play with it or it would be useful in the house. So let's do it. Okay, where should we start? Let's go.
I see gloves.
You see gloves? I see gloves. Let's start with gloves. Okay, we're here at the glove section.
Who needs gloves?
I mean, these are basketball gloves. None of our family members play basketball. We do golf, so let's go to the golf section. Oh, I see backpacks too.
Ooh, bats.
Bats?
No.
That's a toy.
Okay.
So, what are these gloves? Baseball gloves.
Baseball
helmets.
Back in their heyday.
Football. Okay.
Hockey. Oh, I don't see any. Have a moment for off campus. Is Garrett over there?
I know, I wish. Okay, continuing on. I don't see one thing that we could buy for Father's Day. Unless it's for my son, because I see a bunch of balls.
All I see is stuff for kids. I think we're just in the wrong section.
Well, I don't know dicks.
I know dicks. So, I just tried to wink.
We're going to be here for a while. Just to let
Why would they
know.
Name a store dicks?
I don't know.
Because it's only for
I think
dicks.
It stands for something.
Oh, we should right. ask.
So a bunch of jerseys.
Devils. USA.
Honestly, USA. My husband would love something Knicks.
I mean, yeah.
I already bought him something, though, for Knicks hat, so.
Well, I actually have to get Joe something because I didn't yet.
So maybe we should be on the hunt for your husband
well,
right now.
We are. Oh. How about a fishing pole?
I don't even see anybody in dicks. Why is no one in dicks on a Tuesday?
Weird. People work.
Fishing pole. Let's stop here.
Okay. You got a nice rod.
Phone's ready. Answer it.
Where is
it? Answer it. Right there. Answer the phone.
Double dare me?
Yeah, go.
I'm going to get kicked out.
It's okay.
I'm so scared. I can't.
You're so lame. Hello? There. Do we think this is a good dad gift?
Yeah, this
or is, husband gift. Would your family member want this? I guess if you're a fisherman, you would want this.
Yeah.
I guess my husband would like this, but he doesn't go fishing enough.
$2.99 for a squall?
What's a squall?
Oh, you don't know about the squall?
No.
So the squall is so good. It releases and catches and it's like good with the hook.
You made that up. We're moving on. So I think fishing poles
could be good if you're...
That's a good gift. I mean, there's so many to choose from. Look at these fishing poles. It's like insane over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's more over here. Wait a minute. Come on.
I don't think my husband's ever fished a day in his life.
Look at this.
Just kidding. He has.
Fishing poles. Head of the fish department.
These are good.
No!
You caught a good one.
I'm ready. We're here. We're out here in the boondocks, and we're ready to catch a big one. I'm talking 10-footer, 500 pounds. Let's go get one. Come on.
Honestly, one of my favorite gifts, and I'm being serious, is a travel gift. And what I mean by that is luggage. That goddamn phone. What's that freaking luggage? That fucking phone. I didn't even knew they had Nike luggage, did you?
No,
this is
nice.
Nike. This is nice.
You'll never
you should
lose
get this
that.
For your husband.
You would never lose that.
Never.
Should this I
is,
get it?
This is all he needs. This is a really nice piece of luggage. I didn't even know Nike sold luggage. Honestly, this is a really good gift, I have to say, for Father's Day. Do you want it?
Kind of.
Should we get it?
Maybe.
Would Joe want lime green?
No.
Black?
I like lime green.
I never seen Nike before. It's so nice. Come on. Let's go around. North Face? Oh, your husband would do like some rinky-dink thing like this. You know? This is a good one, though. This seems like a nice travel bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like secure.
Yeah, too bad we don't go anywhere.
It could be like thrown off the ledge and it wouldn't break.
Yeah.
This is a good gift. a blow-up mattress for the house.
We keep one in
you know
shelf.
What you should do for Father's Day? I know it's about the father, but you should get a gift that suits all. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
what my husband did for Mother's Day. He bought me kitchen utensils, like cooking utensils for the house. It was my gift, but everybody in the house uses it. This is a good gift. Blow-up mattress. Highly recommend. Let's move on.
My husband is a 5-star hotel kind of guy, but I grew up camping. This is a knife set, Santoku. That's a good gift for an outdoorsy hot man that wants to like get a little rugged out there. I like that. Maybe a nice new tent. Pitch a tent, fellas. I do love a kayak. Should we get a kayak? Come on. Bog bag. What did dads want a bog bag?
Honestly, I was looking at the bog bags downstairs. They're really nice. This is what, okay. I know it's about Father's Day.
But the moms out there. Oh, I actually really need extra ones. Focus, focus. Back to the dads. Okay. A new bike?
Bike is a good idea. I mean, these are good duffel bags.
Yeah, duffel bags. My husband has a duffel bag from 1999. He could probably use a new one.
Don't you need to get him a gift?
I do. I need to get a whole gift. Maybe I should get a duffel bag, a new one, and fill it with things.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, a few rapid-fire questions for you. You ready?
Yep.
Would you rather... No, not would you. Would your husband rather... Mm-hmm. A massage or a new cooler?
Massage. Unless it's one of those
coolers. That was
really quick. He loves a massage.
Okay.
Wait, is it by me or like by someone else?
Someone else.
Okay, good. Because I hate giving massages.
Would he rather a Home Depot gift card or date night?
Date night.
Cute.
Maybe Home Depot gift card.
Okay.
Okay. Would your husband rather new sneakers or a Blackstone grill?
Oh, Blackstone grill.
Joe just got one last year.
Nice.
He loves it. Okay. Would your husband rather take family photos or do anything else?
Anything else.
Dads hate family photos.
Hate family photos. Ugh. Emily is so afraid right now because this guy just came up to us and yelled at us for like picking up their phone. No one was on the other line, but I guess he saw us do that.
My skin is crawling.
In a joking manner. And she's so afraid she wants to leave. Because
we're going to the
to
principal's office.
Like, come on, relax. I'm a mother. I'm not going to do anything wrong in dicks. Trust me.
But on a serious note, a cooler, a Yeti, dads love that shit. I got my husband this one year, and he wears it like he's going to, I don't know, a concert every day.
I don't think they're for concerts.
There's so many attachments for Yetis.
I love the lime green, too, I have to say.
This is new.
They even have this one, too.
I mean, this one is, like, legit. That's good for the shore.
This is a good Yeti. I really like...
Good Yeti.
I swear, this is a really good Yeti. I want a Yeti. I feel like once you have a house, you need all this stuff.
Yeah,
because, like, what if you... Or if you're at the beach, like, you need a cooler like this. This is a really good gift, I'm not going to lie. Specifically the one I'm sitting on.
She loves the lime green.
I do.
What do you want?
I knew a Wala. Come on.
Yeah, I actually need one. Pick me out a cool one.
Okay. This has nothing to do for Father's Day. This has nothing to do with Father's Day, I should say. But we're going to get ourselves an Wala. Okay, let's pick out an Wala. All right, so we just left Dick's. We didn't find much for our husbands or dads. But we're on our way to Home Depot, so come along for the ride.
There are so much for dads in there. It was too hard to pick. So, if you need a Father's Day present, check out Dick's.
Our next trip is to the Home Depot. We are unsure why the tea is silent, but we are here because Father's Day is coming up, and the best place other than Dick's to go is...
The Home Depot. It is Daddy Central.
So, Mama Clock is entering the Home Depot in 3, 2, 1. Let's do it.
It just, like, smells like Dad. Like, just smells like a nice, hardworking, graveling daddy that I want. I dare you to take a shit on the toilet.
Ew. This is why we're dads come to do that.
Dom, cameras. This is a family present, like we talked about. You could spy on your nannies and the dads.
But is this a dad's gift?
I mean, it could be. My husband loves the Nest camera. He would be so happy if I got him another one.
My thing about Home Depot is we need to find the bigger stuff. We need to go to the sections where the grills are and the lawnmowers and all that stuff, because I feel like that's a good gift. Although,
a speaker?
I think like speakers and
that's a good gift.
Charging stations for
dads
your phone.
Love gadgets. Anything gadgets. Gadgety.
Like toys. Dads love toys. Like I feel like dad.
Adult fidget spinners.
Yeah. They love that shit. I feel like we need to find something like that.
I feel
that.
Anytime I walk into Home Depot, I feel like I could build a fucking house.
Yeah, seriously.
I feel
like... They have everything
like,
here.
Like, I could do it.
But this is one of the stores I don't know, like the back
I
of my hand.
I could do it. Like, a zip tie.
To build a house?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
A toolbox is a prime time gift for dad. They love a tool. They love a drill, a heat gun, a compact Royal spinner.
What?
Talking
what
about.
Is that?
You know, a leaf blower.
Let's go find a leaf blower.
Yes. The most annoying thing ever. My husband, we could be having a party and there'll be 1,000 things that we have to do, and he will just be blowing the lawn, like with a huge smile on his face. He's so happy to just blow all the leaves away. Like, I need you to be going to get ice or something.
Can I just say one thing, though? When you enter Home Depot, you know you're here because the sounds that this place makes is, like, insane.
You have a bunch of drills. This thing, I know dads would like this thing.
Why?
Because it
Why
detects,
would a dad like this?
It detects...
Ants?
No. Hold on. A specter. It inspects a camera. It sees if there's a... You know, when they knock on the wall to see if there's...
You're making way too much noise for me in Home Depot.
Okay. Hammers. A hammer is a good gift. Hammer time. Toolbox. Pack out. I feel like some dads would like dream of like a whole tool garage.
My dad used to have one standing.
Yeah. My dad had an entire tool house.
You can literally buy a door in Home Depot. You know? A door. Like, you can get a door for Father's Day if you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go find a leaf blower. I feel like, oh, you know what else fathers or dads like? Ladders. Like, I feel like every home should have a ladder. People don't think of these gifts for Father's Day. I feel like you're always thinking of, like, I don't know.
A cup.
I get, like, my husband, like, Travis Matthew shirts and Yetis and Owalas. Like, they want a ladder.
A gorilla ladder right there.
Look at that thing. Come on.
I think we're in the wrong section. This is where the lumberjacks are. And I don't know if you're going to buy your dad or father a pile of wood.
If you're like a real construction guy, like this is what they want, I guess. If you didn't have about 10 Home Depot buckets in your house growing up, you didn't live.
No.
You just didn't.
I grew up in buckets.
Me too. I did. Those buckets only held balls though.
Oh no!
Like, not like paint
like
or anything.
I didn't have a pool. Like I just had buckets.
Like I'm saying, it held like baseballs and
yes,
softballs
I know.
And
I know
footballs.
What you're saying.
Do you?
Yep.
Okay.
We grew up different, honey. Okay. I really, really want a bidet, and I think that's a good gift for my husband.
That's what I
for Father's Day.
I bought that for my husband for his birthday.
Okay. So that's what I should do.
The crazy thing about us moms is you never think to come to Home Depot.
No.
I always think to just run to Target. I mean, I could just come here to Home Depot and get whatever I want. They have so many things here. Why do I don't, I'm done. I'm done going to Target because you know what? Mama needs a new fridge. You know what I thought about? Just get a Home Depot gift card. That's what you should get, Joey, for Father's Day. A gift card.
That is so boring.
I know. I never do gift cards, but you know what? At the end of the day, they can get whatever the hell they want.
I mean, it's going to have $1 on it. So.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Val.
Nice to meet you, Val.
Nice
I'm Dom.
You.
Left hand shake. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay, so it's not our first rodeo in here, but we are looking for some grills.
Got it.
And some, you know, the things where you blow the leaves.
Leaf blower.
Yeah. Because it's Father's Day coming up, mm-hmm. and we need to get our husbands and our dad's gifts, and we decided on grills and leaf blowers.
Got it.
So we're looking for the section that has both of those.
All right. Well, for the grills, that's going to be up in the front, the first front racetrack, and you're going to go all the way down. Turn.
Oh,
left.
I see. Big sign that says grills.
Yeah. Right over there.
Take a zoom in. That's actually really funny.
The leaf blower, we're actually doing a special right now.
Oh.
Or I believe we're doing a
special. All Home Depots right or just Woodbridge?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, good question, though.
All right, got it. I'm getting here.
Are you getting yelled at?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we got yelled at.
And then to your right is going to be all the leaf blowers.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it, Val.
Excuse me, do you know what the grills are? Grills are like a little overwhelming for me. It's like such a man's job to cook on a grill, don't you think?
And I feel like a man needs to pick out his own grill.
Yeah, I feel like it's like one of those things.
So if you're coming here,
yeah,
you should know which grill you're getting.
Right. Like I don't know how to pick out a grill. And also, I am so unattracted to a man that does not know how to grill. If you can't man a grill, I don't want to know you.
You know what I would do, though, like selfishly for Father's Day, is like buy new outdoor furniture.
That would be smart.
Yeah, okay. Like I feel like it's a two-for-one.
Twofer.
You buy it for your husband, but it's really for the both of you.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I
you
would really
like?
You
know what I mean? Like this.
That's cute. This would be fun for my house.
Yeah.
I'd fill it with vodka.
And then your kids would be sick and you would go to jail.
The only thing I have asked for 7 years are these little lights. So if anyone out there wants to send me them, please do, because my husband will not buy me them.
Why?
He won't put them up. He says it's not for our backyard.
That's such a Joey thing to say.
He goes, our backyard's not built for that. How is a backyard? You could literally hang it from a tree, put a pole up. I already asked Chat. I'm doing it. He's coming home from work one day, and it's going to be done. And I'm going to buy them right now, actually.
Okay, we're still trying to find the leaf blowers.
Okay. I think...
Like he said aisle.
I think it's that way.
Nobody wants to help around this neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Maybe because we're two moms walking around Home Depot. Let's see. Oh, yeah, power tools.
Wait,
no.
Come here. I think I see it.
Oh, right here. They're right here. Perfect. They're doing a sale.
Sale.
$79. This is a good one.
My husband says that it's the most satisfying thing he's ever done. Take that in. Power washing.
I think if I'm going to end it here... This is the best gift.
A power washer.
And Home Depot's doing a sale. So grab them as you can. Grab them while you can.
They're almost out.
Okay, we're going to leave Home Depot because we're getting in trouble here.
And I'm hungry.
And I'm starving. Okay, thanks for joining us on our Father's Day special. Shout out to all the dads out there.
Shout out to the ones looking for their dads. Daddy issues.
Oh, sin.
I'm sorry, but that's a lot out there.
There is. But also, just to end here, we have to give a shout out to all the dads, the single dads, the dads doing everything they can to hold up their households. It's your day to shine, baby. So moms out there, wives out there, treat your daddies good. Okay? And your husbands, because they're dads too, if you have kids. Okay, mama clocks out. We're clocking out.
Clocking out.
We're clocking out. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.